Hello, this is Maureen Knight. I'm in the library at Horsley Manor on the 3rd of March 2016 with Andy May, who's going to tell us something about himself and what his connection with Horsley is. Would you like to tell us about how you came to folk in the first place and then perhaps how you...
Yeah, sure.
You've got the world's squeakiest chair as well.
It does sound like that, doesn't it? I'm Andy May and I'm a Northumbrian piper. And the way I got into this really is that when I was a kid, my dad started learning the pipes. He'd heard the pipes himself as a teenager, but at that time it was almost impossible to get hold of a set. So, yeah, I don't really need to tell you when that was. I'm sure you'd rather I didn't. But so, instead, he learned the harmonica and learned a lot of the pipes tunes on the mouth organ instead. And then in the mid-80s, he finally was able to get hold of a set of pipes and start to learn to play. And I thought it was interesting, so I guess I cracked on with it about a year after him. And it's a good while ago now. So, been playing since, really.
Where was this that you learned, Andy?
That's a funny thing, because I've never had taken lessons as such, but obviously I learned in the first place from my dad, who was a bit ahead of me. And then I would say there's two men that I've learned to play from, whether or not they think they taught me, if you see what I mean.
By
listening and paying close attention to what they did. And that was a fella called Roland Lofthouse, who my dad was going to for some tuition. And then when I got on a bit further, another piper called Adrian Schofield took an interest in what I was doing, and I learned a lot from him as well. It's from those guys I've learned, I guess.
And if I say that you're here at the moment as on a reed-making course, but you've also taught on the Northumbrian Pipes course...
That's absolutely true.
...is pretty good for somebody who looks as youthful as you. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But
well...
Most of the people I've interviewed have been considerably older than you.
I think pipes is obviously a very healthy thing to do. But, it's true enough. The pipes course, I think this is the 16th time it's run. And in fact, I taught on the very first one.
Wow.
Alan Corkett, who used to be very involved in the manor, had this idea that it wouldn't be great to do a pipes course. And he got in touch with Colin Ross, formerly of High Level Ranters. You know, I think they'd known each other a long time, you know, since back in the days somehow. So he got in touch with Colin and said, how about this idea of having the pipes course down here? And I know Colin very well, and he suggested me as a second tutor. So the first time we did it, it was in fact just Colin and me just came down, not really knowing what we were getting ourselves into, you know. I guess that was 2000, probably, like November 2000, something like that. And a good turnout for the first time they did the course. And it's really gone, you know, just gone from strength to strength since, really. So I did those first few, and then, you know, as makes sense, they decided to sort of rotate some tutors. Mm-hmm. So really most of the good Northumbrian pipers that are teaching have taught here at some point or another. And now they have more tutors. It's really grown, so they've got this, what is it? Oh, you've got the brochure there, but they've got this taster day runs in parallel for people who've never tried the pipes before.
Would you like to tell people what the pipes are like?
Well, yeah, sure. So the Northumbrian pipes, it's a type of pipes from Northumberland, which kind of went without saying, I suppose. Yep. So it's a form of bagpipe, but it's a very... small and quiet instrument, really. And it's fed with a bellows rather than blown by mouth. Much as the Uilleann pipes in Ireland have the bellows, we have the bellows. And it has a lot more... It's almost all the notes of the fiddle. So whereas a lot of bagpipes are, you know, 8 or 9 different notes, we have a lot more. The instrument continued to develop when a lot of bagpipes were falling out of use, I guess. So it opens up really a much wider repertoire is available. You know, the general folk repertoire and fiddle tunes all become available to the pipes, as well as the traditional music for just that instrument, you know.
Does it have a drone?
Yeah, so there's some drones go and a chanter to play the melody over the top.
Okay.
Yeah. So then this year, for the first time, we decided to see if there was anyone interested in having a reed making course. Because, I don't really know why.
It's a skill that people don't have.
I guess, yeah.
Might find useful.
And, you know, the more people that could do that, the better, really. So the idea was to tag it onto a couple leading up to the pipes course. Then, owing to daftness on my part, really, I can't teach on the pipes course. So I've come to do the reed making course, and all the participants will stay on. But I've got to go and play some gigs. So.
It's so popular.
Well.
Yeah. Can you remember the first time you came to Halsey and what it felt like to you?
Absolutely. It was extraordinary. And I think we arrived in the dark as well, because we came down in the car, which I have to admit I try and avoid doing nowadays, because it's a long way. Yeah, we arrived in the dark, and then you see, you know, you go in and get settled in that, and then see the place the next day and think, wow, look at this. It's lovely. And I think the first time we did the course was in a November time, so it was freezing.
Mm.
And we thought, maybe this would be best to move to the spring. And then, you know, we often get some great weather, really, for the weekend. The interesting thing with Halsey, I suppose, is because it's not near anything. You know, you kind of, there's nothing in walking distance, is there, from it, really?
Yeah, not really.
So you're stuck here, you know, in the course and in the participants and all, which, you know, it sort of sounds dreadful, doesn't it, that you're trapped. There's no escape. But in fact, that's one of the nicest things about it, you know. And I think there's something about the place feels very special even when there's nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you've got a course going on.
It's felt quite empty this week because I'm normally here for a dance course.
So
it's heaving, whereas we've had musicians here and there's been less of us.
Yeah, I think this is the emptiest I've seen it. Mm. You know, in the bar last night, there's hardly anyone.
It was the right number for the course, but...
Aye. But when there's the... Usually, how many comes on the pipe course? I don't know. 35, 40, something like that.
And with staff as well, because you've got quite...
how many children is it now? Five.
There's five on the staff.
Yeah.
Plus the taster day as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be quite busy.
It's good though, this year there's some new tutors coming. Some of whom I suggested even. And I think that'd be interesting to get a bit of a fresh input to the course. Because it's a lot of the same people come to the course year in, year out. As well as the new taster people and whatnot. And some of those people obviously practice a lot year to year, and some less so. So, you know,
probably all come with good intentions.
Absolutely, I'm sure. But of course, I'm disappointed I can't do it myself. But I think it's good for the course to have some other people this year.
Yeah,
sort of switch it around a bit, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, we've got Alice coming and Paul Knox, who are
that's Alice Byrne and Paul Knox.
Yeah, and they're younger than me.
And that's.
Which is great. I mean, you know, I guess Alice must be around the age that I was when I first came with Colin. Yeah. So there you go.
I hope to come into the concert on Saturday night. So really
I'll not see you there. Cause
but
that's always nice, you know.
Yeah.
You were asking me to think of funny things that have happened here, but I'm not sure any of them are remotely appropriate for a
mentioning
recorded
on
interview.
This, so you can tell me afterwards.
Yeah, I'll tell you afterward. But,
okay.
But certainly... A big part of it with the Pipers Weekend is the sort of the social side of it as well. You know, hanging out late in the bar and having some sessions and whatnot. And that's always entertaining.
So they're playing music all day on the course and then they're playing half the night as well.
Well, we sort of restructured it a bit. So the piping course, usually the afternoons are free so that people can, you know, take a bit of a break so that then they can... max out a bit more in the evening, you know. Or often you'll find people will get into groups and do something not led by a tutor, but, you know, pursue some of that interest them specifically, a type of tune or playing with harmonies or whatever.
What sort of tunes do you like to play best?
Oh, I play all kinds of me. But I'm a big one for the old Northumbrian repertoire, and I think there's still a lot of that that doesn't get played at all. With my own trio, the Andy May Trio, it's called, we're doing quite a lot of taking those tunes from old manuscripts that we haven't heard played and trying to inject a bit of life into them, you know, with a sort of, you know, an ensemble setting. Yeah. Try to.
Are there lots of people in the country that play the pipes?
Yeah, you know, there's a society for piping, and with a membership of, it's around 800.
That's pretty good.
Which isn't, I mean, obviously that's not as many as with the Illan pipes or the Highland pipes by at all, but it's pretty good. I think there's more now than there's ever been. So you'd have to say that's pretty healthy.
And is that new, younger people coming into it, and it being seen to be a sort of cool thing to do? Or,
well, I don't. Who can know about that? But there's definitely young people coming in. There's a group that meets that's basically teenagers, or aimed at teenagers, and they are having at least semi regular meeting now. For the first time in the last couple of years, there's now some piping in schools in Northumberland. Just a few schools. It's something that people can choose to try and learn pipes at school, which I think is fantastic. Mm. You know, starting fairly localised, but hopefully that'll expand a bit. Because who knows how many people might have learned the instrument if they'd ever thought of it, or had the chance, or ever seen it, or heard it. Yes. You know,
that's why I was asking you questions about it, because it's not something I've ever seen or. Exactly. Or handled myself, so I wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean,
and if I haven't, then lots of other people wouldn't.
I mean, yeah, I was lucky with the situation with my dad that I saw the pipes, and you know, it's took over my whole life now, really. But I could just as easily have not, couldn't I?
So is this your day job as well?
It is. My day job is mostly playing and a bit of teaching, and I also make the pipes. So between those things.
How long does it take to make a set of pipes? Or is that as long as a piece of string?
It's kind of that, especially because I'm not full time with the making, so I'm never home just making a set of pipes. Yeah. But you know, they used to say that it would take 100 hours to make a set of pipes. I would hope I can do it in less than that now. Yeah. A bit, maybe not much less. But
is that something you might teach as well as making the reeds?
Let's see. Rachel and I had a sort of preliminary conversation if that could be possible.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So that we might see in the future a pipe making course here. We might not.
We're thinking of how feasible it is with how much machinery you would need and whatnot. But I know they've got violin making here, haven't they? And squeeze box, melodeon. I think that's for the first time.
All sorts of things are happening.
Making wise as well as playing, so that's great. Good. Just could you not move it a bit nearer to where I live? You know, it's a bit of a hike.
Or you could do what I do. We moved here.
Well.
Yeah. But perhaps you need to be in Northumberland.
I kind of do, really, but unfortunately.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we stop?
I don't know.
You'll probably think of 20 things afterwards.
I'm sure I will, but that sort of covers the.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
Gist of my story with this place, I guess. So,
thank you ever so much for just spending the time talking about yourself and your connections with Halsey, and how you've been connected with the Northumbrian Pipes Weekend since it started. Thank you very much. People will really appreciate that.
Hope so, and hopefully be back.
Okay, that's great.